Today we're spending some quality time on public transportation. Literally. I'm on the Muni number 29 bus headed toward the Balboa Park BART station. And just taking a quick look around, whoa, a little rough there. You can notice that a lot of people who depend on public transportation are seniors who may find it hard to own a car. I spoke with a woman named Lourdes, who's 64 years old.
You don't drive?
I don't drive.
So do you take the bus every day?
Every day, yes.
How often?
How often in a day?
Yeah.
Sometimes four times back and forth.
Uh-huh. And how do you like it? What's your experience like?
Well, so far, so go, okay. You know, I take the 29 and get off here on Geneva, take another one going to where I live, the 43 Masonic.
So you say you don't drive, so you depend on the bus, is that right?
I depend on the bus.
And is the bus dependable?
Sometimes there's the time, especially the 14, because I take the 1 California all the way, the 22 Fillmore going there. So depends on the hours, I think. There are hours that the bus, sometimes you have to wait. It's crowded. This is my stop now. How about
you? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Not all seniors are as comfortable navigating public transportation as Lourdes. So at ages 60, 70, 80, even 90, as Molly Samuel reports, some seniors are going back to school.
Fran Chan rides the bus just about every day. She lives on Geary Street in San Francisco. The 38 is a busy line, and in Chan's neighborhood, there are lots of seniors who use it. But we get a seat right up front.
It never failed. I used to feel hurt, but now I don't.
Hurt because they thought you needed it?
No, or that I looked that old. Old age is funny. It creeps up on you. You don't know. All of a sudden, you look in the mirror. My God, you're old.
Chan is 89. She gave up driving about 3 years ago. She was worried about getting in an accident. And though there are some places she doesn't get to anymore, she says she doesn't have many complaints about Muni. Chan's independent. She can step outside her apartment and take the bus wherever she needs to go.
Monday, I go down to Clear for a discussion group and a drama group where you do drama reading. And then Tuesday, I go to a music appreciation group. And Wednesday,
for now, at least, she has no plans to move.
Old people have to decide whether you're going to stay alone or move into group housing. And you vacillate. But I finally decide I can't go live with other older people.
Chan's not alone in her choice to live alone. According to the AARP, the vast majority of seniors would prefer to stay in their own homes rather than move into a retirement community. And in cities, that usually means taking public transit. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission, which oversees the regional Clipper transit card, counted nearly 1.5 million rides by seniors just in August. And not everyone uses a Clipper card. Fran Chan feels pretty comfortable using San Francisco's buses, but not all seniors are so savvy. For them, there's senior survival school.
Hello. So my name's Matt. I'm with Muni, the Friendly Neighborhood Bus Company.
Senior Survival School is a free program run by a San Francisco advocacy organization called Planning for Elders. They hold workshops on the challenges of navigating city living in senior centers around San Francisco. Today, they brought in Matt West, who's in charge of making sure Muni works for older people.
All of our buses are accessible. They have a lift and a kneeler. Our streetcars do have the little platforms that you can access from various locations.
About a dozen seniors have gathered at the San Francisco Senior Center in the Tenderloin, some of them using canes or walkers. They're taking notes, having snacks, and asking questions.
Yes, sir.
Would paratransit take you to a 49ers game?
Paratransit will take you to a 49ers game.
That's because I have had situations where the three front seats on both sides are full of very distinctly elderly people, and beyond the three seats, people will not give up.
Yes. So the actual law, and this is the bind that we kind of in, because you're sort of trying to legislate people being polite, which is a pain in the butt. But
I was wondering, has Minnie started to work on the future? Because I was on a bus last week, and I've been on others, where seniors are getting up for other seniors who are in worse condition, mm-hmm. like if they have a cane or a walker. So I've seen buses where maybe at least three-fourths of the people on the bus were seniors, and some of them had to stand. Have you started to work maybe on how are you going to solve that future?
The way that we would most likely address that is when we purchase the new buses.
Since the number of seniors riding Muni is only going to go up, city planners are looking at some long-term ideas as well as short-term fixes, like creating smaller community routes that serve particular neighborhoods. But tight budgets mean there are trade-offs.
A lot of the issues that we see coming up are recently the cuts in services. Last year there was a 10% cut in the lines.
Sarah Jarman is the director of Senior Survival School. She says the elimination of stops is one of the biggest problems seniors face, but it's also not the only one. For one thing, it can be scary to get on a bus. Jarman says many seniors are afraid of falling.
People get pushed around a lot on the bus. They're not seated before they take off.
Jarman's colleague James Chiancini says another problem is that buses don't always stop.
It happens all the time. I've seen them pass people up, you know. And a crowded bus is going to be a missed bus for someone in a wheelchair.
Seniors in the East Bay face many of the same challenges as their San Francisco peers. Cuts in service, for instance, are an ongoing issue. But there are also some more fundamental challenges. For one thing, the East Bay's bigger. San Francisco's Muni has about 5,000 stops, and AC Transit in the East Bay has about 6,000. But Muni only has to serve about 47 square miles, while AC Transit covers over 360 square miles. In short, similar number of stops, but AC Transit's much more spread out. Jackie Rocket grew up riding public transportation in Oakland.
When I was a kid, we used to get on a small bus on 35th Avenue. I took it down to what is now MacArthur, used to be Hopkins. I would get on the trolley or a streetcar and go to work.
Now she lives in Fremont and she drives just about everywhere.
But practically speaking, if the time comes that I no longer can safely use my car, then I'll have to give up driving.
To prepare for that day, she's attending transit training, a course similar to Senior Survival School, sponsored by the city of Fremont. Unlike the seniors in the San Francisco class, who are for the most part familiar with Muni, most students in this class don't ride the bus that often. In this more suburban, car-friendly city, they still drive. So a big part of what they're learning is just the basics of how to navigate BART and AC Transit.
He puts his ticket in, and the ticket's going to come out the same spot.
Rocket, along with the other seniors participating in the class, has very specific reasons for being here.
Well, seniors need to know these things. When you sit down, when it says you're retired and you sit down at home, your muscles atrophy, your heart goes to pieces, and you die. So, by going and doing as much as you possibly can, it helps you keep getting younger.
But her route isn't as easy as Fran Chan's in San Francisco. While she's happy to ride AC Transit, the closest stop to her house isn't close enough.
And where I would have to go would be one, two, three blocks. Long blocks, not short ones, before I got to a bus stop. And that would be impossible for me.
Transportation for America, a national advocacy group, projects that by 2015, 65,000 seniors in Oakland won't have adequate access to public transit. In San Francisco, it's 34,000. And that's just those two cities. As James Chiancini from Planning for Elders points out, economics and politics aside, one thing's for sure.
The old folks are coming right now, so get ready, you know what I mean? Because they'll run you down if you're not, prepared.
For Cross Currents, I'm Molly Samuel.